Hi, good afternoon. It's 3:17, and it's actually my birthday. It's June 16, 2020, and I'm 29 years old. How is it? How is it? masaya. Actually, it's more or lesser celebration right now because of what is happening in the whole world because of the pandemic, but I guess it's more peaceful, less gastos kasi hindi naman talaga magarbo. I guess siguro it's part of being an older person. You weren't that excited to pull off parties, though I'm not really a party person, but pull off a little celebration. Hindi na siya like last year kasi I have my friends who came in here at our house and then sinalubong talaga na yung birthday ko, like alas 12 ng gabi nandito sila, sobrang sweet. But today it's very simple. Like as of this hour, I don't have any plan. Actually, I have plans. I wanted to go to a salon or kung sino man yung pwedeng magupit ng buhok ko dahil sobrang haba na niya talaga at ako'y naiiyamot na. Pero yeah, I am actually planning to cook for a carbonara, but I'm thinking that if I'm not able to get all the ingredients, I probably could cook something else, probably spaghetti or anything so like that. What else? Later, pag hindi na medyo mainit, pupunta na ako nung salon para magpagupit. And my sister bought me. I'm so excited. I'm really, 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 really happy because my sister got me a birthday present and it's a kalimba. Wait, I'm not sure if you can hear it, but I'll try to play. Kasi medyo masakit na yung kamay ko sa kakatry kanina pang umaga. So, let's try a happy birthday song. Sorry, yun lang yung kaya ko kasi sakit na talaga yung kamay ko. Like, pudpud na yung right thumb ko. Kasi tinatry ko ding kabisahin yung Can't Help Falling in Love na song. But yeah, I'm happy. I'm contented right now. Siguro much less worry lang ako for this year. I mean, hindi mo wala yung worry lalo na ngayon na may mga pandemic, but it's a much at peace na birthday for the year. Realization, I guess the biggest realization I'm actually thinking about for the past months is bakit hindi ako nag-ipon ever since nag-start ako na work. Right now, we're looking to bought the house, but since wala nga ako ganung ipon pa, I'm trying or we're trying to look for a cheaper house na we can buy or we can pay monthly, but wala pa rin talagang makuha ng budget, siguro ganun talaga kahirap din maghanap ng bahay. Pero yeah, that's the one thing or one realization that's keeping on my head right now, na bakit hindi ako nag-ipon ever since nag-start ako to work. Sana siguro, I guess we have our own house, hindi namin nagre-renta, pero yeah, everything has a purpose. And what else? I guess I'm tired of those messages na magka-jowa na ako, magka-boyfriend ako, mag-asawa na ako. Like, how? I mean, I don't have any suitors right now. I'm not closing any doors to anyone right now. But I guess it's just, right now, to be honest, I'm not practicing any, like, an intimate relationship to any boy or any guy right now. And since wala talaga naliligaw, so why would I do intimate relationship right now, right? But yeah, it's not my focus right now. My focus is to find a house na pwede kong mabayaran at makapag-ipon. With regards on my job, it's still I'm still a nature journalist. Sometimes, not really. Sometimes, but most of the times, it's really a pressured moment on my work. But I try to keep it on balance. Kasi ang hirap mawala ng trabaho sa ngayon. I try to complete my task on a deadline, my report submitted on a timely matter. So I'm just trying na hindi ma-stress, pero hindi ko din siya talaga magawa. Pero I'm trying to hold on it na hindi ako makain ng stress ko, kasi nagbe-breakdown na yung stress ko, lumalabas na yung mga pimples ko. So I guess it's not right. Well, everything will be good. I'm always praying that everything will be fine. I have additional friends this year. When I got my new job, I was able to gain two professional friends that I have, and I have a great guy I've met through a pen app, not a pen app, like a slowly app. I met him on that app, and we've been very close ever since. And yeah, I'm happy that I've gained new friends from last year and this year. So I'm really, really happy. I'm just wishing that this year would be, hopefully it still be great until the end of this year, and the COVID-19 would actually left, umalis siya, mawala siya, just be gone. Kasi masyado nang, ang dami na naapektuhan, hindi naman natin maalis yun. And sa lahat na nangyayari ngayon sa government, ayokong ma-stress, pero sometimes it's just really like, what the hell? All of the Filipinos are basically looking up to you, the government. But what is happening right now? Parang kahit si government is hindi din nila alam ang nangyari. Pero I guess everyone is a human. But like every human naman, there is someone that they look up into para hindi sila masira, or like they would think of a negative side. So yeah, I've been talking about 9 minutes, more than 9 minutes now, and I guess I have to end it in like a couple of seconds. But I just wanted to share how happy I am right now, even though it's not really a big celebrations that I have for the past years. But I am really happy that I got to spend it intimately with my father and my sister right now. Though my sister is not here, but yeah. I hope everyone is doing good. I hope everyone's still safe. Keep also safety precautions every time you go outside and you wanted to buy stuff, medical, emergency kits like that, or just going to work. Just be careful and always wear a mask, alcohol, lahat na lang nang may hawakan kayo. Huwag kayong makalimot na mag-alcohol. Or after, or pagdating sa bahay, just wash your hands and then pahinga ng konti, then maligo ka na agad. Like that. Like, yeah. So that's it. Thank you everyone or whoever is listening to this. This is just a really an update after my first video recording. But yeah, just an update. I didn't get any acceptance on applications that I got, but I guess yeah. We'll go on and see. So see you the next time. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.